Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, mini boner episode coming to you from the airport in Columbus, Ohio on November 9th, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened, I got drunk and saw Argo. I know, Argo, fuck myself. I'll watch it some other time before sharing my opinion. Last night, I did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily in Los Angeles. My guests, Graham Elwood and Matt Besser, helped me to interrupt Smokey and the Bandit. And one of the stars of the film stopped by to say hello. I'll share the shitty audio from the pre-movie part of the show at the end of this ep. I flew to Columbus, Ohio today to do a couple of sets in the Death Squad shows here tomorrow night. And on the plane, I watched The Social Network. That movie gets better every time I see it. Michael Cera is great in it. JK, Jesse Eisenberg. Thursday, November 13th at UCB in LA, my guest of honor will be Carl Jenkins, who won the fake trailer contest and gets to be a guest on the show. And he got to request who would be on with him. And I'm happy to report several of his favorites and yours and mine have agreed to appear. So come to that if you're in LA. And I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies at Comedy Mix in Vancouver on Saturday, November 17th at 4:20. Only a few tickets left for that one, so get on it. And all of my tour dates can be found at DougLovesMovies.com. As always, my shitty audio recordings of bonus episodes is a shithead.
Thank you, Adrian. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thank you so much for coming. I know it's raining in Los Angeles, so people are just like, fuck it. I realize we live in a land of cat people who, as soon as it starts raining, they're like, I'm not going out there. I can't risk having some rain on me. That would be terrible if that happened to me. So especially when there's potentially having to like stand in line out in front of the theater, you guys braved it. You guys braved the non-rain. It's also stopped raining, and like that doesn't change people's. No, it might start up again. I'm gonna stay inside until May. But I shouldn't complain about the people not showing up to the people who did show up. And I appreciate you being here, and I think you're in for a good time. And I'm getting all stuck in the tape as I try to remove it from the seats in the front row. And I say, bless you to whoever's apparently somebody's allergic to either Smokies or Bandits. And are you guys excited to see Smokey and the Bandit on the big screen? That's something I haven't done since probably around when it came out in, what year did it come out, you guys?
77.
So, really kind of like around the same time as Star Wars, right? Was this movie where they just race around in cars and there's no special effects
other than the awesomeness of, racing around in cars.
Let me bring out my co-interrupters. One of the co-interrupters canceled at the last minute, and she sent me a picture of herself. She looks pretty sick, so we'll hope that she gets better, and we'll welcome to come out here right now, my friends Graham Elwood and Matt Besser, ladies and gentlemen. Sit across from it on the couch right there. You know, where do you want to go, Matt? You want to come down here? You have to sit right there, buddy. Hey, everybody. Also, that's Matt Besser for the listeners to the podcast. I record this part of the show in case I decide people might want to hear it. And, uh, hang on to your ass, Fred. And that's that, of course, is we've invited the ghost of Jerry Reed to come down.
Is he dead? I thought he was still alive.
Is Jerry Reed still alive?
Yeah.
No, he's dead.
No, look at him. He is.
No, seriously, he's no longer with us. That's what your Graham Elwood, everybody. Such a fan of the movie. Not even aware of who's living or dead. Just,
they all hang out.
Let me go through real quick. Just guess on each one. Sally Field.
Dead.
Correct. Burt Reynolds.
Partially alive.
Also correct. Pat McCormick.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yes. Jackie Gleason.
Still alive. Has a show in Vegas at the Riviera. It's a really good show. You guys should check it out. He dresses up like Cher.
That is all kinds of wrong. Paul Williams.
He's dead.
Still alive. And as we were discussing just a few minutes ago, has a documentary out.
Yeah, I know.
He has a documentary called Still Alive. Appropriately enough. And he is... I set up this date with CineFamily. I was like, me and my buddy Graham, we want to watch Smokey the Bandit. And we picked November 8th. That sounds good. Everybody's available. Let's do it. And then I thought it would be fun to try to get Paul Williams to actually show up and participate. And so I reached out to some people that are, you know, connected to him. And it turns out that they're having a screening of Still Alive somewhere else here in town tonight. Yeah, right now. And so I was like, oh, that's some shitty timing. And they're like, but maybe he could come by your movie first and then go do the Q&A after the documentary second. I said, that sounds good. And they said, all right, we'll be there at 7:35. And now, let's see, what is it according to my 7:55? And a few minutes ago, I got a message saying they're on their way. So that's where we're at. It's like, how long do we hold the
maybe
movie?
Maybe he's here and we're not looking down.
Ladies and gentlemen, check under your seats. The first person...
So lucky there!
If anyone can find Paul Williams, you get to keep him, and he'll sing unisonly tonight with the Rainbow Connection. He'll do it, of course, in his own voice. He's not the voice of Kermit.
What? I thought he actually played Kermit in his, he wore the suit.
That would have been a great question to ask him if he came in right now.
Oh, God, he just walked in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Paul Williams.
Yeah, he just fucking walked in and just like, it's not easy being me. Oh, fuck. Oh, wait. Honestly. skateboard. I don't know why I picked him on a skateboard.
You could get him to sing Rainy Days and Mondays. I always get you down, they're getting me down. And now it's a very, this is one of those two, one of the two. It's a rainy day in LA. So yeah, so I don't know what kind of game they're playing with me. I don't know if this is the worst episode of Punk ever. God, Benson thought Paul Williams was going to stop playing. We showed him. That should fly off the handle.
Yeah, that's because you're going to be like, oh shit, you just go, all right, well, let's just roll the movie. Ah, fucking nuts.
So yeah, I think that's what we should do. Hadrian, do you agree? Oh wait, Hadrian's getting a tap. I think something's happening. That was exciting. Now he's giving me the stretch signal. The first time I saw Smokey and the Bandit, I wasn't even old enough to know what an ampersand was, but I did know that that combination of characters would remain in my heart for the rest of my life. Matt Besser, you say you remember seeing it in the motion picture theater?
Not only that, I remember when Coors beer actually used to be a big deal. Like, my family, this is a sincere story, I remember my family going, the family down the block has some Coors beer, we're all going down there. Boys like diamonds.
Hey, Graham, you're a huge fan of this film. It's been a big influence on you and your life, right?
Yes, it has influenced my life. I've always wanted to have a son so I could hit him when he becomes an adult. It felt a great story, Graham. Paul Williams is here, everybody. Paul Williams.
Thank you so much for stopping by on this rainy night.
You know, I felt so weird to talk about my art films, Smokey the Bandit 1, 2, and even worse.
One, two, and even worse, that's what you call them? That's what George Lucas calls his
a vacation to make and a job to watch. It's just
with Pat McCormick all day must have been a blast.
You know what, Pat and I were both, well, you know, 22 years sober, but in the days of making Smokey the Bandit and the sequels, I was in by, the latter part of about a 20-year chemistry experiment. And Pat was going to imbibe as well, and I said, if anything happens to you, I want you to leave me your mustache. You know, the fortune in there at all. Just being around Pat, the amazing brilliance of his humor and all. He's, you know, one of the great odds. You know, we don't remember when we met. We met actually. He used to write the monologue for the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things is Pat and I don't remember where we met. Our first conscious memory was coming out of a bar across from NBC Chudney's. It was daylight. We'd been in there all night. He's towering over me, and I'm 5'2". He's 6'7". He went, you know what, little guy? You look like an aerial photograph, a human being.
And he had about a million of those.
And it was, yeah,
all the time, right?
And it was never stopped. Beginning of a great love affair. I loved him like a brother. He was wonderful. I joked that I was stationed on him during the war. He was just, but you know, Billy Bob Thornton says in the South, Smokey the Bandit is considered a documentary.
I thought it was an interesting time to be showing this movie right after, like, you know, the South went very, very, you know, red in this election.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to now sit back and enjoy how stupid they all are. Watching all the police officers get hoodwinked throughout the South.
My day job is, for the last 4 years, I've been president and chairman of the Board of ASCAP, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, fighting to make sure that young songwriters can make a viable living with their songwriting. And so I spend a lot of time in Washington, D.C. on both sides of the aisles. You know, I walk in there, and they don't care that I wrote We've Only Just Begun. They don't care that I wrote. They like the Love Boat theme. That's crazy. They don't care about the
song. Well, it's exciting and new.
What is it?
I'm sorry, we gave microphones to people in the audience.
I'm telling you that for the right side of the aisle, there is nothing that compares with it being little Enos. I walk in, they go, would you say it? I mean, I've had senators say, go ahead, say it. And I go, okay, I'd like to kick his ass just once. And they go, oh, no.
That's awesome.
Have you seen the original Smoking the Bandit with an audience lately?
No, you know,
recently?
Sometimes you just get lucky, you know.
I don't know, a lot of mics keep feeding back. I don't know what's going on. It was working great for a while. Get rid of that one.
There we go. Right, somebody knows what they're doing.
The next one is trouble. Because this is exciting for me, because, of course, you know, I saw it in a motion picture theater when it came out, and I've loved it ever since.
You were but a child.
Yeah, I was a kid. And now I'm so excited to watch it with a packed house, and the fact that you stopped by before.
I think it's really amazing. It says something about, you know, what's happened to this country if all of a sudden people come out on a rainy night to watch somebody make fun of Smokey the Bandit. It gives you hope for the country.
I feel bad.
Tell us that we're going to have fun.
Yes, we can! Paul Williams, everybody. You've had enough of this already, Paul Williams, everybody. Oh, I can't wait to get out of here, Paul Williams. He's got a long way to go. It's a short time to get there, you guys. Maybe it's going to do it and say it can't be done.
You can't introduce Smokey the Bandit and then go to your documentary in the same night in Los Angeles? Hang on to your words, friend.
I think he doesn't want to see that movie with an audience. He's not interested at all. I thought it would be fun for him to watch at least a few minutes of it, because he's just in the first few minutes and then he disappears again. Till the end, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Don't tell them if they get the Coors across state lines. I'll tell them that. We don't want to know.
I feel like I haven't even met Paul Williams. That was so surreal. The way he just walked in. Let's talk for a while. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, guy. I don't know.
Nice sport coat, weirdo.
Enjoy my work, audience. I don't care about.
We've only just begun to live.
So, it must have been.
He did not like slowing down his patter for Graham's bit there.
That's when he started heading for the door as soon as he's like, oh.
He was just like, some noise came from over here. Anyway, it was fucking awesome.
You don't need this.
Charles Nelson, right?
I'm the treasurer of ASCAP. What is the treasurer?
I'm the supreme leader of ASCAP.
I thought he said ASCAP. I was like, what?
I'm the eighth in charge of ASCAP.
I'm like long form improv.
What?
That doesn't make sense. Why does he sound like Wilford Brimley now? That doesn't make sense either.
But before I go, why are there so many songs about rainbows? So I was going to say to him before he abruptly left, before he was suddenly gone,
the weirdest guy you ever met.
He didn't shake hands with people walking up the aisle. He was just out all business. But I was going to say to him that it's unfortunate that they chose to put on the marquee the night a person from the film is coming by, because I don't think we're not here to attack or make fun of Smokey the Bandit.
No.
We're here to enjoy it and maybe say some silly things about it. And the marquee out front says Doug Benson versus Smokey the Bandit. So he pulls up and sees, okay, I see what I'm up for. As soon as I tried to start the movie, he's like, okay, fuck off! I don't need to see this part. So, anyway, that was really cool that just happened, though.
That was the greatest guy that's ever done.
I'm very excited.
I just put a photo on Twitter of the two of them talking next to each other.
Yeah. And so put in your Netflix queue or video on demand or whatever, the documentary about Paul Williams, still alive. that the director of it, Steve Kessler, is the one that moved that one microphone. He was just hanging out, and he moved the microphone, so we stopped getting that feedback that started happening.
Nice.
So that was, yeah, he does it all, that guy.
Kessler is a one man band.
He also directed Vegas Vacation. I'm serious. Alright, so Hadrian, are we gonna have some trailers some horrifying trailers to get through? Is month of 30 most disgusting things you've ever seen just concluded? Yeah. Okay. No, the trailers are always really fun, and I always have a great time here at CineFamily, and thank you for coming out, and let's all enjoy Smokey and the Bandit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in